Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? It's Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Gary is on vacation, but he will be back next week, so you're stuck with me. We got a big show for you today. We got to talk about Monday Night Football last night. Unfortunately for our great producer, Bennett Doyle, was not a fun night for the Tennessee Titans. Hopefully better days are on the horizon. So we'll talk about that at first. Then we're going to play a little game called Patience or Panic with some of these NFL teams in the second segment. Four stories at 4:44. We'll go through the list. The Memphis Sports Hall of Fame announced its inductees. It's a long list, but a lot of very worthy people. So we'll talk about that, as well as a TikTok trend that is sweeping the nation. We'll have to talk about that four stories of 444, though. It's a good one. It's a good one. And then we'll talk to Jeff Calkins, as we always do, at 5 o'clock. Maybe a little Grizzlies, maybe a little NBA whip around real quick. Do dinner to go and get out of here. But first, we need to talk about the Monday night football games. A great night if you're a Buffalo Bills fan like Jeff Calkins, and we will talk to him at 5 o'clock. A not-so-great night if you are a Titans or a Minnesota Vikings fan. We'll start with the Titans, though. We need to start with the Titans.
Do we?
Yes. I thought in the first quarter of that game last night that I was convinced that maybe we were going to get a close game, right? It felt the Titans answered with that touchdown. Derrick Henry gets in the end zone. Ryan Tannehill marches him right down the field. You get the response, and you think, okay, maybe the Titans can run the ball on the Bills a little bit. Maybe they can keep this clock moving just enough to try to keep them in the game in the second half. And then Josh Allen just became superhero, ridiculously good Josh Allen. I saw highlights earlier today of rookie year Josh Allen. They just don't even look like the same person. He's incredible. The Bills are incredible. They're the Super Bowl favorites for a reason. And they really looked like it last night. Is this the Bills being really good, Bennett, or is this your Titans being really disappointing?
Oh, it's both. It's definitely both. The Bills are awesome, and I think everybody is correct in their preseason predictions that the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl. Again, I know Bills fans don't want to hear that because they're cursed, and when anybody picks them to win anything, it never happens, but they're for real. That team is awesome. The Titans, not so awesome. And I've said it on this show a million times since I've been the producer. I wish I could just go back to 1997, the year that the Tennessee Oilers at the time played at the Liberty Bowl, and tell little Bennett, I think about 7-year-old Bennett, do not become a fan of this team. It will bring you nothing but a lifetime of misery.
Sometimes, as a fan of the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Bears, you have to feel the deepest of pains to really feel the good joy of when it's really good. Do you ever tell yourself that?
Here's the thing. At least you've got championships.
Not in my lifetime for the Bears. I don't think it'll ever happen.
But you did get a Cubs championship, and that was a great year, right? It is so hard being a fan of this team. Like, again, I can't help it. Like, it was the first NFL game I went to that year that they were at the Liberty Bowl. I was a kid, 1997. They beat the Raiders. Like, it was just, that was the team I latched on to. And they just disappoint me year after year after year because they always, like, the thing is I would rather, honestly, sometimes, not all the time, but I would rather sometimes just suck and have hope for, like, the draft and the future as opposed to this mediocre. It's every single year. And it can't, and listen, like last season, which, again, they choked in the playoffs, but occasionally you get on a really great run and, you know, you become the number one seed in the AFC, and it's a lot of fun leading up to it and everything like that. But for the most part, it's, like, just mediocre season after mediocre season after mediocre season. And now it looks like it could be going downhill.
Does it hurt?
Into bad. Yeah.
Does it hurt because they made bad decisions, or does it hurt because it feels like the chance has been missed?
The chance has been missed. There's no doubt. The chance has been missed. Like, okay, so last night they lose 41-7. It's the biggest loss in the Mike Vrabel era. So, you know, things are bad right now.
I don't think there's a lot of doubt about him, though. Like,
no,
I still think he's a good coach.
No. I think Vrabel's a good coach, too. I do not want them to fire Mike Vrabel. I think he is a good coach. Now, the people that evaluate the talent, I don't know how much, you know, he has a part in that. But on the offensive side of the ball, like, there's been some misses. Not doing the right thing, which we're going to talk about in a second. But this game was so bad. They were playing all backups in the fourth quarter. I told everyone to hammer Bills -10 last night because that was just never going to be in doubt. Even if it would have been like a closer game, that was always going to happen. So congrats to everyone that did that. I know folks want me to come on here and be outraged about that performance last night, but I knew it was going to happen, dude. Yeah, I mean, you knew. Me talking to you all day yesterday about it, I was like, I know how this is going to go. I know how this game is going to go.
You didn't convince yourself at any point like I had? No, I had convinced myself maybe.
Even when they came down and tied the game, I was like, mm-mm. The defense just and they've got a lot of injuries on defense. The Titans do, and the defenses look bad to start the season. Like, there's no, you can't get around that. Like, the defense has not looked good to start the year for the Titans. But I just think you can't put the blame on the defense. Like, they've got a lot of injury issues, and if the offense can't stay on the field, then unless you're like just an elite of the elite defenses in the NFL, you're not going to be able to just keep performing when your offense can't ever stay on the field. I've been saying since the summer, like, I knew this team was not committed to competing and being a one seed in the AFC again when they traded away A.J. Brown. Like, you look at the pass catchers last night for the Titans, no one had 50 yards receiving, receiving touchdowns in the game. The only touchdown you get is that Derrick Henry touchdown on the Titans' first drive. And it's a game that you know you've got to throw the football. Like, you're playing one of the most high-powered offenses, if not the most high-powered offense in the league. And so, the game plan is bad right now. Traylon Burks, the rookie out of Arkansas, he was the closest. He had the best receiving game with 47 yards on 4 catches. But he's in an unfair spot. Like, you know, he's the quote-unquote A.J. Brown replacement for the Titans. And that's just asking too much out of a rookie. You know what I mean?
Unless you really feel like you have Ja'Marr Chase, like, on your team.
Right.
And he was a great college receiver and awesome at Arkansas, but there was the preseason drama of him using the inhaler and asthma, and everybody's like, oh, is he going to be able to stay on the field? And I get it. Where I thought it would probably go bad for the Titans is – anyone could have looked at their secondary last night and said, uh-oh, they need some help because they're obviously hurt.
Yeah.
But when you're mixing that with the combination of playing against Josh Allen, you're just in huge trouble. And it didn't matter who the Bills had out there. Their fullback was catching touchdowns and making plays early in the game.
No, Josh Allen
got off the rails quick.
Josh Allen's amazing. And I'm happy for Bills fans, including my wife, who's from Buffalo, and her whole family. Like, that, this is their year. They got to get it done. This is the Bills' year, right?
Don't say that to Jeff.
I know.
We will.
We'll talk to Jeff after 5. Yeah, I got to give him his congrats. And he was going off on Twitter last night. I was surprised by Jeff last night.
Usually it's just silence,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No excitement allowed. And I saw he was going back and forth with the Twitter trolls on the internet last night.
Yep.
I said, uh-oh, Jeff.
Now, Jeff had time last night.
Jeff was into it.
Okay, so I want to get into like Tannehill and Derrick Henry and some of the other stuff, but I was on the way in this morning listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and I thought Keyshawn Johnson had a really good point about, because like I said, we just talked about A.J. Brown and how I thought the Titans were not serious about winning this season when they traded him, and Keyshawn Johnson had thoughts on that, and I thought it was interesting. We'll let you guys listen to it. It's like 2 minutes.
What's going on with this team, Key?
They're not a very good football team, number one. I think there's some expectations in Tennessee based on where they finished at last year that they were going to be a much better team. If you go back and you look at when Vrabel took this team over, there's not one single pass catcher on this offense to go along with Tannehill and to go along with Derrick Henry. If you go back and you look at when they were having success, and this is only, you know, 2 games in, they are 10 of 40, 1-0 of 4-0 on third down.
Oh,
you can't win football games doing that on third down.
Money down.
It's a money down, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, the offensive line isn't all that great. I think we underestimated the fact that A.J. Brown was significant to them. Corey Davis was significant to them. And there's nothing wrong with Robert Woods, but Robert Woods is new to the situation. Okay, Trey Burton's new to the situation, and it's going to take time for them to get used to this quarterback. And I think over time, it may happen for them. It's a pretty bad division, and they can still come out of the division, but they got to get things turned around and get it turned around quickly.
It also feels, Key, like they're over-relying on Derrick Henry to do everything all the time.
Yeah.
Man.
You saw them stack the box multiple times last night.
That's all they're going
to see. They got him running sideways instead of north to south.
I got so tired of watching him run the football.
That's what I'm saying, Key. Like, after a while, everybody knows it's coming. Like, give me something different.
But you also got to understand Max, his thought process. He is a linebacker, defensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing that they want to do? They want to run the football. They want to slow things down. They want to have the quarterback not make any mistakes and get out of there with a victory, 9-3. That's what he wants to do. And that recipe based on their personnel isn't going to work.
I mean, when you lose A.J. Brown, that's a bit, and you can see the effect he's had on the Eagles. I think he's their best player.
They could have kept A.J. Brown.
Right? They let him go.
They chose not to.
All the talk in the offseason was Debo was on his way out, but they love A.J. Brown. They're going to keep him right there. And the opposite happened. Why'd they let him go?
Certain people don't value certain things. Remember, they let Corey Davis go, too, that they took in the first round.
A.J. Brown's a big physical receiver.
That's where
you're not listening to me, Max, though.
Yeah, but it sounds like the kind of receiver that Vrabel would
but
like.
But they let Corey Davis go,
too,
and they took him in the first round, and then they let A.J. Brown go. Like I said, 2 years ago, two to three years ago, those guys were on this team. It was a different football team.
Yes, Lou.
They're not there anymore.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I thought Keyshawn Johnson made some really good points there. First, 10 of 40 on third down is like, I mean, that's as
horrible.
Bad as it gets.
Yeah.
And Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator, everybody wants him to get fired. Like, that's all you got to point to right there. Like, 10 of 40 on third down. I mean, come on. And then, like, the style of football is not going to change under Vrabel, especially when you have a guy like Derrick Henry. You're going to give him the ball a ton. But the point that he made is if you're going to play this physical style of football and you're going to run it a lot and play good defense, try to keep it low scoring, you still need like some sort of receiving threat in a big body physical guy, and you had that guy in A.J. Brown. Like, you need a guy that can do something after the catch in those situations, especially when your quarterback's Ryan Tannehill, and like you had that guy. And you let him go, and it was so apparent last night because, again, like Derrick Henry had no chance last night. That's all the Bills had to game plan for against the Titans. That was it.
If I were to make a case against this argument that Keyshawn's making, I might say, well, is Vrabel wrong for trying to play to the strengths of his team? Like, you know Derrick Henry is your best player, right? You're going to give him a lot of carries regardless of if the other team is stacking the box or not. The problem is now they're getting behind on the downs, right? You run it twice with Derrick Henry.
You can't convert on third down.
It's third and eight, and you don't have guys that can get open.
Right.
You don't have a line that can block well enough. The Bills deserve some credit because their defense is
awesome. Yeah. They got
totally
Von Miller's changing that thing. Yeah.
And they were missing guys last night too.
Yep.
But they were still really good. And I agree with everything that he said as far as, you know, you can't let AJ Brown, you can't trade him in a situation like this. And it almost was like this wasn't a Debo situation because they didn't go out and publicly shop him very much before that happened. Like, they just made the decision to do it. How much of that is on Vrabel and how much of that is on the general manager? I think you can pass blame around to whoever, but that now looks like a very bad decision, especially after you watch what the Eagles did last night. Are the Eagles the favorite in the NFC? I think they honestly might be. That team is loaded, and Jalen Hurts is playing like an MVP all-star player. And I got to be honest, when I watched him at Alabama, he went to Oklahoma, I never thought we would see that version of Jalen Hurts that I was watching last night, but he has really become an awesome quarterback. And it's amazing what happens when you put weapons around guys. They all of a sudden become better players.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Eagles look awesome. Did you enjoy the viewing experience, by the way, with ESPN trying the experiment of having two Monday Night Football games running simultaneously on different networks?
I flipped around quite a bit. I did like that for sure. I didn't get to catch the very end of the Eagles and Vikings game, but I got most of the game, and I enjoyed it. There was no Manning cast.
Same broadcast on ESPN and ESPN2.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
To me, that was I was a little disappointed because we had talked about I do enjoy watching the Manning cast, but it was cool to be able to switch back and forth. And they didn't do as much of the quote-unquote red zone stuff that I guess was rumored with the double box and all that as I thought. They did show highlights of both of the games. But I like having two games on Monday night.
I
really enjoyed that. I'm a fan of what they did.
Yeah, you mentioned like Jalen Hurts. I mean, again, like I don't want to come on here and just crush Ryan Tannehill like every single time the Titans lose a game, but like Ryan Tannehill is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. I mean, he's a fine, serviceable quarterback. There are a handful of teams that would like to have him as their starter right now, right?
No doubt.
But he is never going to get you to the promised land. Like, it is just not going to happen. I mean, dude, he had two interceptions last night, both bad interceptions. You know, I think that Ryan Tannehill is like, I think Ryan Tannehill's Jared Goff.
Yeah,
at best. And Goff may be better.
The difference, too, is it's hard to have a lot of hope in Ryan Tannehill if you're a Titans fan when, you know, like
Josh Allen's on the other side of the field.
But like Justin Fields is not a good quarterback right now at all. He's been very bad too. They're very reluctant to throw it because he makes so many mistakes. But at least there's the hope of like there's some athleticism when it is third and eight because you run it twice with Derrick Henry and it didn't work and you didn't get any yards. At least you have the threat of him like escaping and running for some yards and getting some cheap first downs and being able to get some first downs with scheme and that. You can't do any of that with Ryan Tannehill because he doesn't do anything special. There's nothing special that the guy does.
No, and they put in Malik Malik Willis like when it was all backups in the fourth quarter. And like I said this to start the season when he was having a good preseason, he is not ready. Like he is not even close to ready. There's like obviously signs like he looks like he's got a chance to be a good quarterback, but he needs time. Like it would be a mistake for the Titans like if this. You know, if they lose this weekend and it starts going south, I think it would be a mistake to just throw him in there because he's going to need time. Like, you can get him in, like, in these situations. Like, if you're getting blown out, of course, yeah, get him some reps. But, like, just naming him the starter, I think's unfair to him, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. Were you surprised that they put him in? I was a little surprised because it was kind of like a go get him against one of the best teams in the NFL.
No,
I know they had put their backups in too.
I wasn't as surprised because it was such a blowout that you have an excuse to Tannehill, like, hey, we don't want you to get hurt. But it's also kind of like a message. dude, play better. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Convert some third downs. You know, 10 of 40 is not going to work for us.
I don't care if you're throwing to Bennett Doyle. Just find a way to get past the sticks a couple of times.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just, it was a complete disaster all the way around for the Titans. And, now they get the Raiders at home this weekend. So that should be,
I really hope
a lot of fun.
I really hope you weren't listening.
I wasn't listening. I'm not going to do that to myself. Okay.
Yeah, don't listen.
I don't want to listen to that all week. I don't want to hear it.
Don't listen, and then hopefully you can come in on Monday and feel a lot better. Maybe listen next week if it goes well this weekend, but don't listen to the 11-2.
I got no expectations.
All right, we'll continue this NFL talk when we come back. We're going to play a little Patience or Panic. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was not a good night for the Tennessee Titans last night, as we discussed in the first segment. But it's time to figure out, are we panicking yet about the Titans? Which NFL teams are we panicking about, 0-2 NFL teams, and which teams do we have patience for? We will start with the
Tennessee. We also have some 0-1-1 teams in here as
well. Yeah, 0-1-1 as well. But I think we both probably know where we're going on both of them. Yep. I want to start with the Titans, though. Your Tennessee Titans, Bennett. Should we have patience or should we panic?
Even though I just berated them for like the entire first segment, I'm still going to say patience because the division is not very good.
I was going to say the same.
Yeah, like the Titans, like, and now if they go 0-3, like lose at home this weekend, then yeah, panic, because like I think the track record for 0-3 teams is terrible in the NFL. So yeah, if they lose this weekend, good night. But again, the division is not very good. Like everybody picked the Colts to start the year, and like they haven't won a game yet. So I think patience, but I do not feel good about it.
I would feel better about it, I think, than you. I still think that the Titans probably will win the division, although I don't think Jacksonville is, like, completely terrible like they typically are. I think Jacksonville will have a decent chance to, you know, sneak in here and try to win the division.
If Trevor Lawrence is the real deal and he looked good this past weekend, then yeah, because I think that, you know, he's if he is the – and listen, I'll even say – I mean, dude, he's probably the best quarterback in the division right now. Like, I think that's probably true. Don't you think Trevor Lawrence is the best – if you're – like, any one of these teams would love to have Trevor – like, any of the other three teams in the AFC South would love to have Trevor Lawrence as their starter right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. The Colts are still – I'm looking at the odds right now. The Colts are still slight favorites to win this division. But the Titans are second right behind the Colts. The Colts are at plus 135. Titans are at plus 200. Texans way down there, plus 1,600. Jags plus 275. So they see it as a three-team race here. That sounds about right to me. I just don't have a lot of faith that the Colts have some of the same problems that the Titans do. I mean, they have Michael Pittman Jr., who's a great receiver, but he's hurt right now.
Right.
And they're trying to run with Jonathan Taylor, and it's just – they're behind.
It is kind of a similar.
It's a very similar situation.
It is, yeah. Like, yes, Jonathan Taylor is amazing, probably the best running back in the NFL. But if he's your only guy on offense, like, team's just going to game plan for that, just like the Bills did with Derrick Henry last night.
So if we're going to go on, if we're just going to stay in the division here, I'll have patience with the Titans and also with the Colts. I think if the Colts can get healthy, I still believe that they probably have the best roster in the division.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I'm panicking on the Colts because I think Matt Ryan's done.
He hasn't looked very good.
I think Matt Ryan just might be done. Like, it happens to older quarterbacks, right? Like, unless you're Tom Brady, eventually, you know, Father Time, you know, gets you. And I think that Matt Ryan just might be done.
The way that you said that, I thought you meant like he's going to quit on the field this season.
No, I mean,
it did look like he quit in the last game.
It did. Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that Matt Ryan's just not very good anymore. That's why I'm panicking on the Colts.
But at least they have some weapons. Like Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman Jr. And yeah. Pittman is very good.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yep.
So I feel okay. I think one of those two teams wins the division.
Okay.
The Texans, I mean, you should.
Oh, yeah, panic. I mean, they're not good.
Your team is bad. Davis Mills is your quarterback. That says about all.
That's all you got to say about them.
How about the Bengals? The 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals. I was convinced that the Bengals would beat the Dallas Cowboys. I am surprisingly going to go panic here.
I'm going to go panic, too.
Because I think that their offensive line is not very good, and they have not been able to protect him. I understand that the Cowboys do have some talent on the defensive line, and Micah Parsons might be the best defensive player in the entire NFL. He's amazing. But when you have what the Bengals have and you can't slow down Cooper Rush or at least keep up with a Cowboys team that everybody pretty much wrote off, you've got some major problems. And I think it's not just the fact that they lost to the Cowboys. It's that the Steelers were pretty disruptive against them as well and forced Joe Burrow into a lot of mistakes. They have some work to do to get that figured out. Otherwise, this thing could continue to go down.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you look at the division, like, everyone in that division lost this weekend. Now, the Ravens shouldn't have choked against the Dolphins, but so there's still hope for the Bengals because, again, they're right there. Everyone in the division lost this weekend in week 2. But I think the Ravens clearly look like the best team in that division. And, again, they cannot protect Burrow. Like, that goes back to last season. Remember the Titans in that play?
And even the season before when he got hurt.
That's why, again, it is so just mind-numbing how the Titans lost that playoff game to them when they sacked Joe Burrow 9 times. Like,
Ryan Tannehill. Two words. Ryan Tannehill. It. That's how they lost the playoff game to them. Yeah. Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if they can't protect him, like, that's, you know, They're done.
Yeah, I don't feel good about the Bengals. I mean, they're still the offense will get better. They're going to put up points, but I think the Ravens are clearly the team to beat in that division this year. So, and the Browns are pretty good as well. Okay, I'll tee it up for you. You want to crap on the Raiders?
You know what? I do, but I'm not going to. I'll say patience with the Raiders, even though they're 0-2, just because that was, you know, you watched that Cardinals game. They had that game. They were winning the whole game. It was kind of similar to that Dolphins-Ravens game. Like, the Raiders had that one, and they just let it go at the end. They just let Kyler Murray get on a little hot streak and let go of the rope. Like, they – I think that Devontae Adams looks awesome. Like, I think that was kind of concerning, you know, that maybe Devontae Adams, like, you know, he's going to take a step back. No, I think he's going to be fine there. They got a good run game with Josh Jacobs. Defense is decent, although they weren't in the Cardinals game. I think if the Raiders win this weekend against the Titans, that Raiders fans are feeling pretty good.
I would say, although the Cardinals won that game, I'm more worried about the Cardinals than I am the Raiders, because they were just torched by the Chiefs in the first game. Arizona was.
Yeah.
And then you come back in this game and they were having trouble slowing down Vegas. I don't think that the Raiders are going to be a playoff team because of the division that they play in. But I also don't think that they're just, like, that this thing goes completely off the rails here.
I think they'll be in the mix, like, towards the end. That's why I'm saying patience with them, because I think they'll probably be in the mix towards the second half of the season.
Yeah. Well, I gave you the chance. You had the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, how about the Carolina Panthers now 0-2?
Yes, panic. Like, Matt Rhule has not won there at all. Like, he's just not – he's not doing a good job. You got to call it like it is. Like, I know that, you know, when he was – the coach at Temple, like, you know, Memphis fans obviously saw him play a lot or saw him coach a lot, and he was like a big-time up-and-comer. Where did he go? Because it was just
Baylor.
That's right. He just does that one season at Baylor and then goes to the NFL, and he's just not done a good job in Carolina.
This is a side conversation, but you know who Nebraska should call?
Matt Rhule?
Matt Rhule.
Maybe.
I think he's a good college coach. I think that he has a system that works. He's shown he can build college teams. Not working for the Panthers.
No.
And the Baker Mayfield trade, it didn't cost him much to get Baker Mayfield, so it's hard to call it, like, catastrophic or anything. The truth is, I think with the team that they have, that neither of those options, Darnold or him, they're just not good enough to get it done. While Matt Rhule had pretty dynamic players when he was at Baylor, he does not have the same kind of weapons that he has in Carolina. Yeah, I mean, that talk about divisions there too. I mean, I just don't see a path where they can be better than the Saints or the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So I'm panicking as well on the Panthers staying in the same division. The Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, I mean, come on. Easy. Hey, they were competitive against the Rams, though. This past weekend, it was kind of competitive.
How do you feel watching Marcus Mariota not be terrible?
I love Marcus. I'm a big fan. I always thought he got kind of a raw deal, then got a lot of the blame when he was with the Titans. He won a playoff game.
Would you rather have Tannehill or Marcus Mariota?
Right now?
Right now.
Maybe Marcus, just to switch it up. Yeah,
it's a conversation you can have. I would not take him over Tannehill, but I think
I'm a big Mariota fan. I like him. You know, he's gonna have a long NFL career. Like, he is. You know, if he, like, when they put in who is it Ritter? That's who they drafted.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and he'll go be a backup for another team, and that's Marcus will be in the NFL for a long time.
Desmond Ritter, the pride of St. X High School, Louisville, Kentucky. There we go.
But yeah, I'm panicking on the Falcons. I mean, come on.
Look, you can take this literally or not. Like, I don't think the Falcons are panicking about not being a playoff team. The Falcons, I actually think, I mean, they know that they're not going to win very many games this year. And the position that they're in is almost like, I feel a little bit better about it than some of the other bad teams in the NFL, because the rookie that they drafted, Drake London, looks really good. Marcus Mariota,
yep,
while he may not be your quarterback of the future, looks solid. Like, they've gotten some good play out of the guys that you would expect to play well or you hope would play well.
So and Tom Brady's not going to play forever.
I'll say patience, even though, and I'm only saying that because they're not going to make the playoffs anyway. And they know that coming in.
Tom Brady's not going to play forever. You're not scared of Jameis Winston. We talked about Baker. Like, yeah, Atlanta's the future might be a little glimmer of hope, like, well, for the future.
There's a light somewhere down that tunnel. Okay, really quickly, you want to do some real or frauds with the 2-0 teams?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, we both agree the Bills are probably the Super Bowl favorites at this point.
Yeah, so. I mean, again, like, I don't want to jinx them because I know how Bills fans think, but, like, I mean, come on, they look incredible.
As real as it gets, the Buffalo Bills. How about, I want to say my Miami Dolphins, but I just like them because of the quarterback. How about the Miami Dolphins? I mean, they're not winning this division. They're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that they're going to make the playoffs.
I'm going to say that they're frauds just because they can't win their division because the Bills are going to. So you got to hope for a wild card spot, like, which, listen, they look really good. Like, I think then that's going to be an awesome game. I'm excited about
that. Yeah, that's coming up this weekend.
We're going to learn a lot about the Dolphins this weekend. So I think that's probably one of the best games on the schedule this weekend.
Weapons. They've got running backs that are fast. They've got receivers that are lightning fast. The Dolphins are going to be able to score points on everybody.
Yep.
Can Tua not make mistakes? I'm calling them real. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Eagles.
Yeah, they're for real. Like, Jalen Hurts has taken a step. You just can't deny it. He looks awesome. Like, what was everybody worried about with Jalen Hurts? You know, yeah, he can run. Can he throw the football? Well, when he has a real deal, like, number one receiver, and Smith is really good too.
Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, they got Tom Brady.
Tom Brady does not look good right now.
But the division's bad.
I don't mean that on the football field. Tom Brady looks like he's going through it.
Oh, yeah, he is going through it.
He is going through it.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot on this show. Tom Brady is going through it right now.
When he looks rough.
When he threw the iPad or the tablet, it was more than just the football game that was behind that tablet throw. Yeah. There's a lot of built-up aggression there.
Listen, if I was in Tom Brady's shoes, I don't know if football's worth it at this point. Like, what else are you going to accomplish, man? Go be with your supermodel wife. Go be with your supermodel wife, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to make – I don't know. He wants to make it so where no one can ever break his records, right? And he's got a chance to do that.
You got to be able to explain it somehow.
I know, yeah. Yeah, but no, I think the Bucks are real because they're going to win that division.
We both think the Chiefs are real.
Yep.
And then how about the biggest frauds of them all? Sorry, Jeffrey Wright, the New York Giants.
You know, and I've got them as frauds too, but because I think the Eagles are winning that division. Like, the Eagles look awesome, but they got a coach, it looks like.
Yes,
they got
I was going to say
yeah.
that. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
When you
Dable
have a coach.
Looks like the real deal.
And they seem to like him. That's what really matters.
They like him. The video of him, like, celebrating with him in the locker room after the Titans win is hilarious. Like, they've got the guy, it looks like, finally. My gosh, how many coaches have the Giants gone through since Coughlin? But it looks like they've got the guy. And we'll see, man. We'll see. Like, Saquon's back. Saquon looks good. I think Saquon might be the leading rusher right now. He looks good. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a team that is feeling good about themselves, and it's hard not to be happy for them after how bad they've been in recent years. But if you like the Giants to make the Super Bowl, you can get them at plus 3,000 right now. I don't know if I'd quite go that far.
I'll pass. Yeah, they need to get a real quarterback first.
The feel-good story of the NFL, I think, through the first 2 weeks. Okay, we need to talk about the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame inductees. We will do that when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Getting us to a point where I'm excited to watch Seth Hennigan every time he steps out.
This keeps going, John. He's going to break all the records. I've just been more and more impressed every time he goes out there, and I'm done putting any limitations on this kid.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic. And I guess you got to give Ryan Silverfield the credit for going out and landing a kid who could play this big for him when he needs it.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah. We are Memphis Sports, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Buyers need an agent who knows exactly how to find the best homes and negotiate the best deal for them. Interest rates are rising, but working with Josh Hysall means having the best options and strategies to make your unique circumstances a success. With Josh's Buy Before You Sell program, he can give you the cash that'll help negotiate the terms you desire on your new home for maximum convenience. He can make you an instant cash offer. And remember, Josh offers flexible fees, no upfront costs. He'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please call the only agent I'd trust if I need to sell my home, the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. You can reach him, 901-461-8147. That's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysall. Go to joshhysall.com.
Football is here. It's getting more pleasant outside. Lots of stuff going on. And if you're the type of person who likes to enjoy a drink while you're watching games or just hanging out, allow me to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that New Amsterdam is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Wouldn't make sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam's the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam makes a lot. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit, and don't forget about New Amsterdam wild card cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch in a can, ready to go. As soon as you pop the top, you can find them in your local liquor store. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
The Gossett Mitsubishi summer sales event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross, $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With 7 seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down, sport, NU017062, MSRP 27140, cross PC 000695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins from 92.9 FM ESPN. Since 2018, I have trusted American National for my home, auto, and umbrella insurance needs, and it's paying off. With American National's cash back program, I just received a check for 25% of my first year's auto and home premiums for remaining claim-free for 3 straight years. That's right, 25% of my first year's auto and home premiums. With offices across the Memphis metropolitan area, you too can find a nearby American National agent to help determine the right insurance solutions for you and learn about their cash back program. All you got to do is call 901-756-7557. Once again, call 901-756-7557. Terms, conditions, and eligibility requirements will apply. Call 901-756-7557 for all the details you need.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Tom Baudet here, thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, okay, now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Some congratulations are in order for the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame 2022 class of inductees. The list is long, but I'll go ahead and name everybody right now. You got Gene Bartow, John Bramlett, Bud Dudley, Steve Earhart, Missy Gregg, Michael Heisley, Lionel Hollins, Mary Lou Johns, Fred Jones Jr., Jerry the King Lawler, Charlie Lay, Spook Murphy, Elliot Perry, Doc Prothrow, Lauren Roberts, Linda Street, D'Angelo Williams, and then I believe 10 other prep coaches as well to go along with that. All kinds of great names on this list, all very deserving people from all different kinds of sports. You obviously have worked closely with Elliot Perry for a while now. Couldn't be a nicer guy out there than him.
Yeah,
a huge honor for him, and I've had the chance to be around him from his Grizzlies radio calls. I was excited to see a lot of these names on here.
Yeah, I mean, Elliot, second leading scorer in Memphis men's basketball history, 13 seasons in the NBA. Like, you know, when you think about ambassadors for the city, like, he's a name that really stands out, like a guy who's a real cheerleader for the city of Memphis and for the teams here. Like, you know, super well deserved. Everybody in Memphis loves Elliot. Yeah, he's the best.
Also, from a Grizzlies perspective here, Michael Heisley obviously is the majority owner that moved the franchise here to Memphis,
yeah,
which was a huge deal and still is a huge deal. So it's good to see him.
Yeah,
on,
man.
As well.
People have mixed feelings about Mike Heisley, like his tenure as owner of the Grizzlies.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he brought the Grizzlies here. And so, yeah, you got to recognize the guy for it. Yeah.
Lionel Hollins led the Grizzlies to three straight playoff appearances.
Yep.
Coached the team to their first playoff series win in 2011. They made the Western Conference Finals under him in 2013. Obviously, he has his own history as a basketball player. He was an All-American at Arizona State and part of Portland's 1976-77 NBA title team. I mean, he's been in the community, came back, has been part of the Memphis community.
Big so part, actually, yeah.
Everybody is can be happy for him. As well, Jerry Lawler kind of speaks for itself. The King.
WWE Hall of Famer. Like, he's the biggest wrestling name to ever come out of this city. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Among some of the other names, like Linda Street, she averaged 15.7 points per game during her career on University of Memphis women's basketball team. They were an amazing team. In her 4 years, they had a 102-36 record, which is amazing.
Jeez.
She had 2,147 points, 1,453 rebounds. She's the fourth all-time leading scorer and the all-time leading rebounder. I believe she was also the first player over 6 feet tall to play for the team as well. But she was obviously an amazing women's basketball player for the University of Memphis, very well-deserving. And everybody knows D'Angelo Williams, also still, you know, if you want to listen to him or see him around the community, comes back for Memphis football games all the time. He rushed for 6,026 yards and 55 rushing touchdowns, caught 70 passes for 723 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns, still the all-time leading rusher in school history and the only Tigers player in history to run for 100 yards 10 times in a single season. Incredible college football.
Yeah, man, I'll never forget the D'Angelo for Heisman season because, like, I know nationally, like, it wasn't – I don't think a lot of people nationally thought he was going to win the Heisman that year, but I know here it was, like, a big deal, that D'Angelo for Heisman campaign. And, yeah, man, I mean, he's one of the most beloved Tiger football players ever. So, yeah, well-deserved.
And sticking with the football, obviously, Bud Dudley helped get the Liberty Bowl here from Philadelphia, which is a big deal. Steve Earhart, I had the chance to talk with him earlier this week. Incredibly deserving. He's got to be one of the most influential people football-wise in the city, given, you know, he's been executive director of the Liberty Bowl since 94. He was general manager of all of the other football leagues that have come to Memphis.
USFL, XFL,
Canadian Football League, all of it. He's had his hand, you know, on all of it. And Fred Jones, what he's done with the Southern Heritage Classic and where it will go from here. Obviously, he's had a major impact on, like, the Southern Heritage Classic alone has such a big economic impact on the community. He's incredibly deserving as well as the 10 preps coaches. Congrats to them.
Yep. Terry Tippett among them. He was the coach at White Station when I was in school there and won 2 championships when I was in school there. He's a legend for sure.
Story number 2.
ESPN is putting out its NBA rank list, which lists the top 100 players in the NBA. The Grizzlies have several players on the list so far. They have not gotten to the top 25, so still no Ja Morant yet. But you have Brandon Clark at number 94, Dylan Brooks at number 77, Desmond Bane at number 68, a little low, I think, or high, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, man.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. at number 53.
I'm surprised by Desmond.
That's too low. Some of these players ahead of Desmond Bane, I'll read you some names. Miles Turner, RJ Barrett, Russell Westbrook, and Jeremy Grant.
That's just a legacy thing for Westbrook. Barrett, you can't tell me. You can't 100%. Tell me Russell Westbrook's better than Desmond Bane right now.
If
you just can't.
The Lakers called the Grizzlies this second and said, "Hey, we'll trade you Russell Westbrook for Desmond Bane," the Grizzlies would hang up the phone before they could even finish.
Yeah, come on.
The sentence. I think that's too low. CBS did a list like this as well. They had Bane at number 55. That sounds about right to me, or at least closer to being right than 68 does. Jaren is 46 in that ranking, 53rd in ESPN's ranking. When he's healthy, he is one of the best defensive players in the NBA, so I think he still has plenty of potential to move up this list. Ja, appropriately, in CBS's rankings, came in number 12. We discussed this. Me and Chris Harrington, we record a Grizzlies podcast every week. We talked about this earlier today. The podcast is out if you want to go listen to it. Where we would put Ja. And I think we both kind of agreed that 10th sounds about right. You've got Giannis,
okay,
Curry,
yep,
Durant, Jokic, Doncic, Embiid, LeBron, Kawhi, and Jason Tatum. And you could make arguments that Ja is better than some of those guys, but my thing is, if somebody were to put those players ahead of Ja on their list, I wouldn't be, like, up in arms about it. I would be like, come on, that's a terrible list. Like, all those names make sense, and Ja could fall anywhere in that range of players. But at 10th, I think that's where the cutoff
who would be
is.
Who's after him?
Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard, Trae Young, Devin Booker, Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis, and Paul George. Or Chris Paul, sorry.
Oh, some good company.
And Paul George. I would put Ja ahead of all those guys. I mean, I think some of these other players, they're two-way players more so than dynamic offensive players, the way that Ja is, and his size is just, like, he doesn't have the height and size of a Paul George. You know, he isn't as powerful of a player as a Zion Williamson. But I think for what he does for the Grizzlies and the way that he's been able to elevate them, especially winning, I would put Ja, you know, I would probably put him at 10th on the list. You could definitely make an argument to put him higher. I'm interested to see where ESPN ends up putting him. They are still releasing that. I think the final, the top 10 will come out on Friday.
Story number three.
So this is from Brett McMurphy earlier today, friend of the show. The Bedlam series with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, when Oklahoma joins the SEC, it's going to end. They're not going to do Bedlam, the Bedlam series anymore. Both ADs told the Action Network. So this is like the latest iconic college football rivalry that's destroyed by conference realignment. And I think that's kind of disappointing. It does sound like I think some people were suggesting that this is more Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense to me. I would think if you're Oklahoma State, you would want to play Oklahoma. Like, you're just, I mean, you're, it seems like you're falling more into irrelevance if you don't want to play that series.
Yeah, I do get it. They're probably a little bit hurt by the fact
hurt feelings, yeah.
that Oklahoma is going to leave the conference and go play in the SEC, and that I'm sure there are hurt feelings there. I think that they should absolutely play the game. That's one of the best games to watch every single year. Mm-hmm. There's always some crazy crap happening in that game. The best Bedlam games are when it's like 58-55 going into the fourth quarter. I love that rivalry. I'm sad that it sounds like it's going to go. This could also just be both sides trying to strong arm each other.
Maybe.
And in the end, they'll get it sorted out. It does raise a bigger conversation. Like, depending on what the SEC wants to do, if they decide to go to a 9-game conference schedule instead of an 8-game conference schedule, are you going to see some of the teams drop?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.